Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with my co-hostesses, Greta and Yvonne, and of course, the Realm of Beings. And we're very happy to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So when you hear the term Realm of Beings, you may ask yourself who they are, how do they operate in our lives, why are they even coming through with these messages now, and do we all receive guidance? And if we do, how can we learn to use it in order to flow through our lives with ease? These conversations will help you to examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you're creating in your life and how it shows up. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Lee. Good morning.
I'm enjoying the snow here in Newtown, Pennsylvania. So
it's beautiful. Well, that's nice. I have to admit something. When every week we get together and we pick a quotation off the list to use for the upcoming shows. And I saw this Armageddon, just like even the mirror, like just the word itself made me, it was kind of like a third rail button to me. Like I didn't even want to go near that word. That was like the last quotation that I wanted to even touch. And then We decided we were going to do it, and we started talking about it in our, you know, pre-conversation that we have before the shows. And I said, oh, this could be fun. And I even found myself looking forward to this conversation. I was driving this week, and I thought, oh, this week is the juicy Armageddon conversation. And I thought to myself right after that, when in my life did I ever think I'd have a thought that used juicy and Armageddon in the same sentence? So listeners, stay with us because we will definitely shift your impressions about Armageddon. I mean, especially all of us who have been raised up in the kind of more Christian Catholic faith, I think have a lot of associations when we hear that word. So let's start and get right into it. The quote we'll be working with today is, there is no Armageddon. This construct has been created by humanity to instill fear of dying. Substitute this idea with the knowingness that you are an infinite being with no end. So that's where we start. That's what we got from the realm. And then this is what we get from the dictionary. What is Armageddon? The word Armageddon is used generically today to refer to any type of catastrophic conflict, especially if it is seen as likely to result in widespread destruction or the annihilation of human life. That is something to look forward to. In the Bible, Armageddon refers to a climactic future battle between God and the forces of evil, as recorded in the book of Revelation. So ladies, let's start shifting impressions. Where do we begin?
Wow. I don't know. Because there's so many thoughts on Armageddon. You've given us two. You've given us the dictionary quote. You've given us a quote from the Bible. I know if we look through other religious and holy books, we might not find the word itself, Armageddon, but we'll find something that is similar to it. So in the state of being humanoid, we think that there's always an end. And when any strong catastrophe comes to us, many of us think, well, this is the Armageddon, or another substitute for that word is, this is the end of the world.
Yes, or end of days. I've heard that one too.
Right, right. That there's an end. And in actuality, there isn't, because we have all of that. I'm going to stop that sentence to say that all of that supports the belief in separation. If I'm ending, then I'm through. I'm not with you anymore. I'm gone. That's how we look at it, because we can, it's a form of some type of death, separation. But you know, Armageddon doesn't have to be a great big anything. It can be meaning a change, just a change in your life, transforming. Like this whole podcast is about shifting. So an Armageddon can be an individual Armageddon, in that you feel that you've gotten so low, the only way you can go is up. Notice I use that word up again, meaning better. You know, so it's like the end. It can mean an end of the old self stepping into a new self, the end of the old ways, stepping into transforming myself into another being, psychologically, emotionally, you know. So it doesn't have to mean something horrible or something bad. It really doesn't, because all it represents is change.
That's such a good way to look at it, Greta. Yeah, I'm just sitting here contemplating, and if we could all just take a moment and really, you know, because that word is so charged. Armageddon, it's like, you know, the movies, our culture, our cultural framework, our religious structures, they're all based on this doomsday idea. But when you break it down and look at it, really just like piece by piece, or like go to an individual level and think of an Armageddon in your life as a switch, a shift, a change. It takes that emotional charge out of that negativity almost, where I think a lot of people just think of this like it's so horrible. And maybe if we weren't surrounded with that, this energy of like this, everybody has to think it's a certain way, we could just be left with a container to, like, you know, shift and think differently and feel differently about this word or this concept. And like, this is just, you know, like almost like a springboard to other things in our life too, like how we shift our impression of Armageddon. How about we shift our impression of whatever else, forgiveness or any other concept in our life that might be going on, you know, our feelings about a person that we might, you know, might be not getting along with, or a job we might not like, or anything that we all, you know, go through in our daily routines or lives. So,
well, it seems like Armageddon, I also call it now classical Armageddon, you know, was the perfect vessel for the fear paradigm, right? So just like what you're saying, culturally, in our movies and biblical terminology and things like that, if you're trying to perpetuate fear and separation, that classical view of destruction and some, you know, angry God looking down on the sinners and punishing those who are good, you know, punishing those who are evil. I mean, that's like the perfect fear vessel. So now we're transitioning out of that. And I really like to think of it as transition and transformation. Like we said earlier, that's just a better way, like burning all those things that no longer serve you.
Right. I'm in agreement with both of you. I look at it as just, we can look at it, instead of looking at it as being, like you said, Lee, a horrible thing, we can look at this concept as an opportunity for our growth. This is what this whole experience in life is. It's nothing but an opportunity for our growth in many ways, you know, and the growth of the force itself, because this is as we experience, so does the force experience exactly what we are experiencing. And how does it do that? Because we are the force itself. That's why we don't have to look at something being the end. How can that which created all of existence end? There is no end. There is no end. So there's no end to us either. You know, this might segue us into the whole concept of dying. I don't know. But we are infinite, as the quote said. We go on and on. There's no end to us, you know, because we're energy. There is no end to energy. And the energy that we are is the force. So there is no end to us. I had a lady that was in one of my classes, and we were talking about heaven and hell. And she got really, she told me, she said, "I am so afraid of going to hell." And she said it scared her, that whole concept. You know, and some people make it even more torturous, you know, burning it, you're burning in hell, you know, that whole thing. And it was just, it's a coming to an end. So it's very, it brings up fear within ourselves, fear, because we don't remember. So consequently, we're afraid. We don't remember. See, this whole podcast and going to anyone's class, mine included, is it's not a teaching. I tell people, I'm not teaching you anything new. What you're learning is to remember what you already knew from the beginning. We already know all of this. We already know that we create our own reality. We already know that we're the force. We already know that we're infinite. But what we decided to do was, when we decided to be humanoid or whatever species we decide, then we forget. We forget all those things, you know. So therefore, we rely on this whole place of illusion. Illusion is that which brings about the concept of Armageddon. Acceptance of the illusion. We accept the illusions of death. We see that somebody's physical body is no longer moving. Notice I specifically said that the physical body is no longer moving. So therefore, the person has gone through a process that we have given the title of death. You know, death. I like this. It's a sonnet. I think it's a sonnet. Maybe somebody will write in and correct me. And I can't remember who it's by now, but it's about death. And at the end, he says, in the sonnet, this was written back in the 1600s. He said, "Death, thou shalt die. That's at the end. I think it's such a great way of looking at it. You don't exist. I'm forever. I'm infinite. Each being is infinite. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jacob. Jacob said, John Donne. Yes, right, right. Thank you. I think he wrote two of those sonnets, but that one, I have always remembered it. Death, thou shalt die.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was stating back then that, you know, it's not real. Armageddon stresses death. It's not real.
Mm.
It really isn't. But it's difficult for us not to believe that, you know, that it's not real, to believe that. It's like me pricking my finger, blood comes out, and you can't tell me that that's an illusion, because it hurt, I see blood, so there's no way you can tell me that that's an illusion. And see, that's the brilliance of this whole thing. We believe these things. We fall down, we get hurt. Oh my God. You know, we believe it all. We just, yes, it's amazing.
We've been programmed to be so matter oriented. All of the wonder of, well, I can just only speak for myself. So much of the wonder of nature and phenomenon has been systematically sort of removed from our lives. Even Greta, when you were talking about your woman who was so afraid of the, you know, fires of hell, how about we shift that too? Because I mean, fire can be like another potent force for transformation, you know, to use that heat and use that energy to, you know, burn things out of your life again that, you know, are no longer wanted, are no longer needed. Use that cleansing, transmutive power of the fire to like let go of things that are no longer needed. I mean, if we have wood and we burn it with fire and it turns to ash, that ash we could then use to like fertilize our gardens, you know. So it's not saying that the wood is better than the ash. You know, no, it's just been transmuted into something else that is still life-giving and, you know, rejuvenative. Mm-hmm. And somehow we've lost, you know, again, like in the, you know, fear mode, things have been changed to be scary.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And what comes to my mind is the idea of magic. You know, like when we're children, we believe in magic. Things just happen. There's like fairies around us, and there's all these realms that we are connected with. And then as we progress through our years and get older and wiser, that sort of goes away. But at least in my experience, it's always there. You just have to believe in it or connect to it or realize or remember it, as we're talking about, that we're part of the whole, we're part of it all. And, you know, Lee, when you talked about alchemy, I just thought of like those practices where it is possible through alchemy to change lead into gold. I mean, it's just, there's something about it, but you know, it happens, and lots of things happen. So, you know, if we just draw that wisdom and knowledge, whatever it is out there, into our own personal lives, before you know it, this whole community and collective, which right now we're immersed in this huge collective vessel of fear about the pandemic, about death, about the, you know, the everything that just takes, you know, 1, 2, 3, before you know it, everybody's changing and recognizing that we're infinite. You know, we are the force to kind of switch that around. So yeah, that's kind of where, you know, where I am right now.
And before we go to break, my two cents on this part of our discussion is, you know what, if it's all an illusion anyway, I'd rather believe in the illusion of fairies and magic and magical dust and creating what you want than like, I'm going to die and go to hell. And everything I do, someone's judging me on. So you know what? I'd rather go, like, one illusion just seems much lighter to me than the other. So that's the one I will take, exactly. The playful, joyful one with some, you know, magic and imagination than the, you know, realistic, get a 9-to-5 job and just, you know, eke out your life until death. So, and on that note, we're heading in to our first commercial break. Stay tuned. Come back after the break. We are Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We'll be right back.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nullas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithADD.com.
Welcome back. We are on Transformation Talk Radio, and our show, our podcast, is called Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm here this morning with Lee, Greta, and the Realm of Beings. And every week we talk about a quote that's been downloaded and given to us by the Realm to bring up and talk about in this community. And this week we came across the quote, there is no Armageddon. This construct has been created by humanity to instill fear of dying. Substitute this idea with the knowingness that you are an infinite being with no end. Another lively discussion and a deep quote here we find ourselves immersed in. And talking about magic, to death, to the burnings of hell, to all kinds of things keep coming up here. So it just goes to show you that it's something. It's something to wrap our thinking brain and our heads around. In this segment, I'd like to talk a little bit more about oneness and the idea of separation, because, you know, we brought in the concept of death, and effectively, you know, the way humanoids think, at least from my perspective, that's I don't necessarily believe that myself, but a lot of people out there think, oh, so-and-so died, I won't see them anymore, they're not here, it's final, it's so sad, I'm grieving, I won't stop grieving, and either they're going to a certain place here, or they're going to a certain place there, if they're good or if they're bad, and it all feels so, again, divisive, and promoting that idea of separateness. And so I think in this podcast, it would be important to discuss the idea of unity and oneness. And once again, in doing so, we can't help but bring back that whole idea of loving yourself, because that, I think, is the key to realizing that there is no separation. We're all one, we're all part of the force. So ladies, I'm going to hand over the mic to one of you and see what comes through.
That's interesting. Thank you. Thank you, Yvonne. I keep coughing, so I really want everybody to get this, because that's what mental equivalency for coughing is. Oneness. No death. Illusion. And you brought up that wonderful word, Yvonne. I don't think we're going to go into a lot with it, but pandemic, mm-hmm. collective, that's collective consciousness. Because it would be difficult for people to understand that as a collective, a global collective, we created this reality. And some people see it as an ending, depending on their cultural framework, like you said earlier, depending on their religious framework, depending on their fears. Those three things, and maybe even more, you know. The thing is to believe in yourself. Trust self instead of trusting something outside of self. Knowing, remembering who you are, and have no fear. See, it's only given impetus when it's given fear. Fear supports it. So therefore, have no fear. Have no fear of getting it. Just period. Know you're safe and secure. Create that reality. Safe and secure. Because it says in the quote, this idea, substitute that idea of Armageddon with the knowingness that you are an infinite being with no end. Nothing can bring you to an end. It's absolutely, positively impossible. Now, what Lee was talking about, you know, with the wood, burning the wood, and we have the ashes. But that energy, we changed, but the energy stayed the same. Energy doesn't change. Each one of us that you see here on the screen this morning, we're energy first. We're energy essences. And as energy essences, we are infinite or infinite. There is no end. So if I, what we've been teaching, the realm and I have been teaching lately is if you take away all my subtle bodies and bring me down to pure energy, do the same thing with Yvonne, bring her down to pure energy. Same thing with Lee, bring Lee down to pure energy, and you look at us. If you, and then what you'll see is that we're not individual pieces. And you won't be able to tell the difference between Greta, Yvonne, or Lee. Because when you break us down into pure energy, we're oneness. We're merged together, like my fingers. We're one. The flesh does not constitute, this body does not constitute who we are. We are much more than this body. Everything is much more than their bodies. Even a butterfly is energy essence. This chair that's behind me is energy essence. It may change shape. It may change form. God knows I change form and change shape from being a little girl with pigtails to being now a grown woman. That's a change, who's getting older, which is part of the illusion as well, you know, to get older. Because we don't ever have to get old. We just believe that we have to. That's all. So we create our bodies. We create our realities. So like Lee said, why don't we spend our time creating things, putting emphasis on things that we enjoy? So that this experience called life now becomes a joy instead of an Armageddon. Sometimes there are people, I find people who have been afraid ever since they were children. And now they're grown adults and they're still afraid. Afraid of dying. Some people are even afraid of living. Some people would rather die than live. And you see that in suicides. You see, I'd rather die than live because this is scary to me. Don't be scared of it. Embrace it and say, look, I don't necessarily want to do this again. Let me create something different. That's what the bottom line is. Let me create something different. I don't need an Armageddon in my life. I don't need that. I really don't. I don't care what it is. I don't need a quote unquote Armageddon in my life. I need to live my life to the fullest, filled with joy and peace as much as I possibly can create. Because see, I also am dealing with challenges as well. But what are those challenges for? They're for us to grow by, for us to learn by. Yeah. Armageddon, I can say Armageddon, thank you. You're a concept that I understand. And because I understand you, I don't need you. I don't need it. That's heaven or hell? Nah. Yeah, that's another whole discussion. I know we were going to talk about that, but we decided not to deal with that one today. Yeah. Going up, going down.
Like we said, it's going in, right? Embracing what is in there, what we already know. Not up or down, just deeper, as we said in previous episodes.
Yeah. You know, we always equate going up with heaven because we see that there have been many the ascension process is not only in Christianity, but it's a concept that's in other religions as well. So the ascension is ascending. I'm going up. So therefore, if that holy being, that holy spiritual being is going up, then heaven must be up, you know. And then they always equate with you going down. So hell is down, you see.
And I look at that sometimes as, you know, like kind of like the idea of like going up and out of your body. Sometimes you have like an out of body experience versus going down, like you're more connected to the earth, which, you know, again, could be another podcast here to discuss these concepts. But yeah, sometimes people, because they don't want to really maybe appreciate the lessons, or like maybe they want to push back from them a little bit, like they want to have this you know, this separation from their body, like, you know, in a way. So yeah, it's another whole you know, quote or issues that we could bring in there. But yeah, heaven, hell, you know, again, they're more of the illusions, and if we really contemplate them a little deeper, we'll understand that, I think, on some level. And other than, oh, what we're taught as children, you're bad, you go to hell, you're good, you know, like this keeps getting reinforced. But if you just stop and say, I don't want to believe this anymore, I don't want to, you know, buy into that illusion anymore, I'm dumb, you know, I just want to learn that lesson and advance through my time here on earth. So anyway, so much here, ladies, so much. And the realm is getting ready to join us in a little bit after our second break. So does anybody have any concluding thoughts before we bring in the realm?
My thought was, as we were, you know, I was listening, you know, we have to remember that everyone is where they are, right? Mm-hmm. And have that empathy. I would think that the people that are tuning into this podcast and are seeking this kind of information may be on, you know, one kind of path, right? But not every single person is here, and that's okay, because we all have our lessons and we're all here to do what we came to do. So I know for myself, you know, I'm dealing with some interesting family dynamics right now, and, you know, sometimes some guilt creeps in and whatnot, but I have to kind of remind myself that it's not my job, you know, and people are where they are. So just kind of embrace that and go on doing what you need to do for you. So that was my sort of closing words before we head into the second break.
Greta? I think I want to say, though, to you, Lee, based on what you said, not necessarily to you, but the thing is that what we want to remember is, like you said, either you or Yvonne said it, or both of you said it, that each person creates their own reality. We as individuals want to love that person unconditionally. That means we're not putting any conditions on it, this loving, this caring for this individual. No, we're not going to put any conditions on it. And we recognize that we don't have to worry about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like we're the force, so is the other person.
Are they. Right.
You know, so they've chosen their direction. We don't have to be their savior. When we get into the concept, or save them from their Armageddon,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to save anybody. Because the person has to save themselves. We can assist, we can support, that's the role of the other person, is to support. But I don't have to be in your Armageddon with you. I don't have to be there with you. That's a journey you have chosen for yourself. I don't have to choose that same journey. And that can be challenging, especially when we're dealing with family. We're dealing with close friends. You know, we have our children. You know, we have, I know for myself, I have aspirations for my daughter, but I can't save my daughter. I support her as much as I can, but I cannot save her. She went through something that was, I thought, quite challenging, and with a person that she had attracted to herself. And I had to tell myself, Greta, it is okay. You cannot save Kai from this. Kai must see her own worthiness within this situation.
And then trust, I think. Just let it go with trust that she will. Maybe not on your time frame, but when she's ready to see it. So I know we could keep digging here in this topic alone with relationships and family and codependency and patterns and all this stuff. But ladies, it is time for us to take our second break. So I just want to thank you and all of our listeners for being with us and participating in this discussion about Armageddon and oneness and the force. And we're going to step away for a couple minutes. And then when we come back, the realm of beings will be with us for additional guidance and comments on this topic. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Shifting Impressions. Thank you for listening. I'm Lee. I'm here with Greta Yvonne and the Realm of Beings. We've reached the point in the podcast where we have direct guidance from the Realm of Beings. So let's see if they are with us. Realm, are you here? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Today, the three of us have been chatting about Armageddon. There is no Armageddon. This construct has been created by humanity to instill fear of dying. Substitute this idea with the knowingness that you are an infinite being with no end. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we can really get deeper when we say there's no end. We could also attach to it that there is no beginning. There's only that you are. There is only that the force is. There's no beginning of it. There's no end of it. So consequently, there's no beginning for us and no end for us. You hear me speaking through Greta, and you know I don't have formally a body. So how would we go through an Armageddon? Because you equate Armageddon with physical destruction or physical punishment. That what you call Armageddon, we look at as you thinking that you want to punish yourself. Self-punishment. In that case, many of us are going through Armageddon all the time. In your own individual lives, are you happy where you are? If not, that's an Armageddon for you. Are you satisfied with the partners you have? If not, that's an Armageddon for you. Are you involved in creating some physical discomfort for yourselves? That's an Armageddon for you. Armageddon is a state of mind. Not a place, not a location. It's a state of mind, which then translates into your state of beingness. Many practice being in Armageddon. You actually practice it. Isn't that amazing? You choose to be unhappy. You choose to be joyless. Armageddon, you have chosen it. Self-destruction. Self punishment, Armageddon. So then the question becomes, why? Why choose that when you have other choices? Everyone today who watches this podcast, we, the Realm of Beings, highly suggest that you look into your own individual selves and see what is your quote unquote Armageddon, so that you can shift and be in a state of joy. Why keep yourself in a state of loneliness, unhappiness, illness, despondency, depression? I can go on and on and on. Each one of those things that we have mentioned is an Armageddon. Look deep into yourself. Decide, even just by your thought, I'm changing this. Sometimes it might mean to change a person. Why stay with some person who abuses you emotionally, abuses you psychologically, abuses you physically? You hate yourself that much that you'd want to do that on a continuous basis? You dislike yourself? We use the word hate. That's a strong emotion. But some people truly hate themselves. They hate because they haven't been successful. They punish themselves. I'm not where I want to be. I should have been somewhere else. I should have been a millionaire by now. Now I'm homeless instead. Beating up on self, not loving self. That's not loving the force, which is your sustainer. You sustain yourself through its energy because its energy is your energy. There is no difference. Sustenance and life and joy is there if you want it. It's waiting for you to grasp it and say, I want this in my beingness. I am joy. I am peace. I am in love with me. I'm in love with myself. Therefore, for me, as you speak to yourself, for me, there is no punishment. There is none.
Realm, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you were explaining that if we are in a relationship that is not satisfactory, can you just kind of circle back a little bit? Because that is still our creation and the person is supporting us there. Yes? No?
Absolutely.
Just there's, so people have clarity.
There's creation. Remember, we've always said create, support, support, create. And that's going on simultaneously. So when you're in a relationship with someone, you are creating realities by way of your thoughts, by way of your unconscious, so that the other person, your partner, be it a love partner, be it a child partner, be it a student partner and you're the teacher, being partnerships, period, interactions, period. If it's happening to you, you are creating it. That other person or individual or event or animal is showing you where you are at in your unconscious mind.
Yeah, so it's important to still always look within, observe what's there internally, and then externally will show what you have going on within.
If you're open. See, some people don't want to see that they're in a bad relationship. They just want to sit there and stay and complain and talk about the person. But yet they keep themselves there. That means they're learning something from that experience. I don't know if I want to be with that person. I don't know if I love that person. But see, it's always the person, the person, the person. Stop looking at the person and look inside you. What are you getting out of this relationship? What are you? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. That pushing out, that projecting, that blaming is really an opportunity if you look at it as such. To reflect all those things that you're blaming the other person for, projecting outward, to like accept those things about yourself and recognize them. That's the key, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. Because you see, you created to bring that person to you in the first place.
Oh, we are getting out of time. I know, Lee, you're getting ready to wrap up, and I am just enamored here. I wish we had another whole hour of uninterrupted time to keep going on this topic, but I think it's one to explore deeper. So stay tuned for future podcasts on this one. And Lee, take it away.
Realm, thank you for sharing your wisdom with us and always your guidance and clarity. Listeners, thank you for joining us today. Yvonne, Greta, myself, until we create each other again. Thank you. This has been Shifting Impressions.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.